The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
The way we see it now is maybe God didn't answer all of our prayers when we were in the hospital. Give him full voice, give him reading abilities, give him his right hand. But sometimes unanswered prayers give us a platform to reach out even farther. And the way we look at it now is we have a new song to sing.
Next, Randy and Mary Travis share the hope of life after a stroke.
I'm excited about today. Who's our guest today?
Randy Travis and his wife, Mary.
and we got a miracle that's happening. I don't know how many of you might have seen Randy last year. They gave him, he just gave him tons of awards. He's won a bunch of them. But when you see a bunch of entertainers, and by the way, I got to say the country western crowd seemed to be a little bit more stable than a lot of the musicians, to be honest with you. It seemed like, you know, I can even understand something they say most of the time, you know. They have some pretty strange stories, you know. I heard one country song recently, so a guy said, my best friend ran off with my wife, and I sure do miss him. So you never know exactly what the country guys are going to sing. But at least you understand them. But that all those entertainers were so happy to see Randy, who had been through this incredible after effect of a heart condition and then a stroke, and they were with us. They're back today. How about we welcome Mary and Randy Travis back to Life Today? Did you enjoy yesterday, Mary?
Oh, yes, I did.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
It is hard to believe. You did sing Amazing Grace for us, didn't you?
Yeah.
And do you wish you could just kind of belt out all four verses real quick?
Yeah.
And you think maybe you're going to get to?
Yeah.
That's how we're trusting for that, aren't we?
Yeah.
And you want to be able to play a guitar. You want to just be totally comfortable.
Yeah.
Randy, dressed up in Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we want to share something. You know, Mary, his mom, I understand, really prayed, right?
She was a sweet lady. She was the backbone of the family.
Yeah. You got to think a lot of the seeds that she's sown are going to keep bearing fruit.
Yeah.
And the song, Mama Prayed, when Mama Prayed, right?
Mama Prayed, yes.
You know, you did that with us a long time ago.
Yeah.
You and me were kids back then, you remember? Would you like to hear that song by Randy? Let's listen to it, Mama Prayed. Let's listen to it together.
Daddy never went to church on Sunday. He said, that's one thing I'll never do. Mama never gave up, she said, someday he'll be sitting here beside of me and you. I can still hear Mama softly talking, her tears falling on her folded hands. So that Easter Sunday, Daddy walked in. That's when I began to understand. When Mama prayed, good things happen. When Mama prayed, lives were changed. Not much more than 5 foot tall, but mountains big and small crumbled all away when Mama prayed. 17 and wild, I hit the bottle, doing anything I dang well please. Burning down life's highway at full throttle, while Mama burned a candle on her knee. Then one night I came home half sober, and I saw Mama kneeling in the den. As I listened, she and Jesus talked it over, and I knew my restless days were about to end. 'Cause when Mama prayed, good things happened. When Mama prayed, lives were changed. Not much more than 5 foot tall, but mountains big and small crumbled all away when Mama prayed. It isn't like every one of them got answered, but the times they weren't seems to me were rare. You almost felt sorry for the devil, 'cause heaven knows he didn't have a prayer. When Mama prayed, not much more than 5 foot tall, but mountains big and small crumbled all away when Mama prayed. Crumbled all away when Mama prayed.
I want to say thanks to all the mothers that do pray. Thank all your moms and grandmothers. Let's pray for our nation. You know, Mary and Randy, I know that song means a lot to you because, you know, Mama prayed. And Mary, he wouldn't be sitting here, he wouldn't be alive, and you wouldn't have been able to hold up if people hadn't prayed. What do you think will happen if everybody really gets serious about praying for our nation and for the church and for a spirit of love and unity to prevail in, you know, in every house, from the White House to the poor houses and the church houses, and we really pray? What do you think we could see in our country?
A total reformation. It's, to me, it's sad that there's... people are so busy finding fault and being so divisive when it would be such a blessing to, you know, just get down on our knees. Sometimes that's what it takes, is getting down on our knees. And I feel like that's where our nation is now, is that we've gotten... And, well, you hear God will take you to your knees before you'll, you know, before you can see the light, and He'll lift us back up. And President Trump, I think, I wish that people would pray for him instead of pray on him. Give him a chance. He's a wonderful father, or he wouldn't have the family that he has. He's a wonderful leader, and he sacrificed so much to become our president because of the love he has for our nation. And I think people overlook that. He didn't have to do what he did, and he wasn't a politician at heart. So there was a great sacrifice there. And we can look back and see what people that sacrificed for their countries and the love of their families, what that did for us. So.
You appreciate what she just said about praying for our leaders, for all of them, and not pray on them and try to find fault. Randy, you believe that Mama's prayers made a real positive impact on you?
Yeah.
Do you believe that Mama's prayer and the prayers of a lot of people are the reason you're alive right now with what you've been through? And you think maybe you're going to go on farther in this healing journey, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to pray for God to heal this nation.
We talk about Randy's beautiful songs in the catalog of music that he has. The way we see it now is maybe God didn't answer all of our prayers when we were in the hospital. Give him full voice, give him reading abilities, give him his right hand. But sometimes unanswered prayers give us a platform to reach out even farther. And the way we look at it now is we have a new song to sing.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, he has to duet with me because I don't sing, so he's going to have to carry me on this. I'm like you. You're going to have to hear me in heaven.
There you go.
But it's just he has a new song to sing, and he has a different direction to go that no one of his stature has ever gone. So he can speak volumes to so many that mm-hmm. otherwise wouldn't be heard. Like we're talking about this platform of this cardiomyopathy.
That's going up on the screen. Let me just tell you, that's their website where they can inform people and really save a lot of lives. So you go to that website, and I pray you support them. Excuse me, go ahead.
No, it's just that God knows that he had a name that was known worldwide. This is where we get the attention of people that can help make changes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like they say, when bad things happen to the right person, then change happens.
Yeah, so, and you really experienced what a lot of people don't know. The miracle that occurred for you all, Mike Hayes is here, and he's Covenant Church pastor. I've admired him, and we've been friends for a long time. Something happened to Randy, the same thing, very significant. Tell us about it, Pastor.
It's great to be here with you tonight, James and Betty, and great to see Randy and Mary. I love you guys, and it's ironic that we're here on the same night. Back then, when this happened to Randy, James, ironically, our youth pastor, Kevin, and his wife, Natalie had her started with a stroke. She was the picture of health, worked out, professional cheerleader in her past, a beautiful girl. She went to the same hospital, same wing, same doctors, same issues when Randy was going through his ordeal as Natalie. So a lot of us were up there praying with her, being with her, standing with Kevin. I just talked to Kevin before we came on the air tonight and told him what we were doing and why. Because Natalie didn't win her battle. She's in heaven. And Randy came out of the hospital. The reason I think this is fitting tonight, James, is because I'm going to agree with you that Randy, God has a destiny and a purpose for your life, because listen, until God's finished with us, nothing can take us out.
That's right.
So Natalie is good. She's in heaven. She finished her race, but you didn't. And God has a further purpose for you, and I'm going to stand right in there with you. And you are going to play that guitar again, and you are going to sing just like you sang, and you're going to be a testimony to the world of what Jesus can do.
And we're going to be praying that not only will the whole church sing the praises of God, but the nation will begin to sing about His truth marching on and prevailing, because it does. And you know, I've really prayed that we could begin saying openly, our leaders, not just God bless America, but may America bless God by sharing the blessings of God all over the world. And that's what God looks for in His family. Are you excited about what you see, Mary, when you've walked this very heavy road, and there's still a road, but it's lighter. Are you excited about what you believe God's going to do?
Yeah.
He's saying he is.
Absolutely.
So you are excited,
absolutely,
right?
Yes. When we look back where we were, you know, 4 years ago when it happened, and to now, it's a huge improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And I know from people that haven't been with us day in and day out, they don't see that, and they see him before and the after. But that walk there in between, it's been rocky, but it's been a beautiful walk. The landscape's different on this road that we've taken. So,
Randy,
God is good.
Randy, do you think, is there something in your heart that you'd just like everybody to hear that you think you might could say, a sentence or a word that you want to ask us to pray about, or it's something on your heart that you could express?
I don't know.
can you say thank you?
Thank you.
You want to say thank you?
You. Yeah. You.
You want to thank all the people that prayed for both of you?
Yeah. Thank you.
Still holding on for more miracles.
Yeah.
And we want everybody watching us to become a miracle of God's grace, don't we?
Yeah.
You're going to keep praying for Randy. You appreciate Ian and Mary being here to share. You know, you helped us starting a long time ago, Randy. We tried to feed the hungry. We've saved maybe 11 million children's lives, the African governments have told us. We, meaning you. We've drilled 5,000 water wells, but you gave your time to go and help us. And you gave your time to come and sing to many of our friends who say we care about the helpless. And you inspired them. You're one of the most popular guests that we've ever had. So you joined, and Mary, you all want the miracle to happen with clean water. I think of all the things that we do, as a matter of fact, Betty, the rest of our life, we're going to be putting emphasis on sharing water for life with everybody in the world. There's nearly 1 billion people have no access to clean water, and sharing the water of life with all the people in the world. We're going to do it together. And what we're doing right now that you've helped, we're in the process, and we can only do it with your help, of drilling 400 more wells, and we need a miracle outpouring of support. I want you to watch, but as you watch and see an opportunity not only to see a miracle, but to be a miracle, you are actually the source, and you are the venue, the vehicle, the channel through which God flows the miracle I'm talking about. You really are. Watch. This is a journey that we go on because we want to show you reality. We want to show you how people live. What's supposed to be a water source? I mean, look at this. I'm so hot right now and thirsty, but I mean, look at this water. And then there's another little pool right there just beyond, a little bit larger, but it's filthy. Well, this is where people come to get water. It just makes me want to lay my head down and just start crying because it's all people have.
Sí, es horrible porque, por ejemplo, ver a un niño que viene con una diarrea, que está deshidratado, y verlo que aquí a veces no podemos hacer nada porque...
This story could be repeated from thousands of locations around the world. Families suffering with diarrhea and dehydration. Tragically, for young children whose immune systems cannot ward off the effects of illnesses caused by diseased water, it can lead to an early grave. There is a simple solution that would put an end to the physical and emotional hardships families are having to endure. It can be summed up in the words of the psalmist, like cold water to a thirsty soul, so is the good news from a far country.
You know, with your help, we can provide little children like this with fresh, clean water. It's really pretty simple, but it takes all of us doing our part, joining together, to give not only a cup of water, as Jesus said, but a well of water. I pray you'll make that life-giving call today, and children and their families in so many parts of the world will receive a chance at life because of the love of God shared through you. And that is exactly our prayer, Betty. To me, those are very touching scenes when you see the pain that comes. But when you switch over and look at the joy that comes from an expression of love, that really in so many ways is simple. You know, for the cost of a nice meal with the family, we can give 10 people water the rest of their life, $48. $144, sometimes you have a big gathering and you eat. We can give 30 people water the rest of their life. The wells cost $4,800. I'm glad we've been able to give wells. Every time we're able to give a well, we ask God to let us do that. I think we got many viewers who want to do that, who want to come in and help.
I do too. I know you do. And it's like, as we all watch those mothers dip down in that water and bring up that cup, every time they dip down, they're bringing up death, possible death to their children. Let's make a difference. Let's let them dip down into fresh, clean water and then put a smile on their face because they know they're doing something that's going to help their child. It's going to save their life, possibly. So please join with us and let's drill the water wells and make some mamas really happy and some children be able to dance around in the water if we've seen them do. It's a celebration of life.
You know, I'm watching you over here on the monitor, and I see those beautiful dimples and that smile. And I just think, boy, I'm just so blessed. Well, listen to me. Did you not see those little kids smiling? I mean, we can just show you so many faces smiling. And we can show you a grandmother. I don't think she still has a tooth left in her head. And she's so happy. I mean, just they got water. It's like a miracle. And that's exactly what it is. It's a miracle of love that provides life. Isn't that what Jesus did? Isn't that what God did? He so loved us, He gave His Son, not just to die, but to be raised to live in us and give us life now and forever. He don't die to get eternal life, die and get eternal life. We receive eternal life in Christ and we live it here and for eternity, but we share it. That's what we're doing. Would you right now go online, Life Today, or would you dial that number that's a prayer line? But today it's really and truly, it's an answer to prayer line. I mean, it's a lifeline. Would you call and say, I'm going to drill a well. My company's going to drill a well. A friend of mine agreed to do it. My wife and I, we're going to drill a well. Are we going to give a portion of it and pray others join us? Most of the support comes from people who give $48, and that gives 10 people water, the miracle they need, $144.30. There's a level at which you can help us. And where we can't get in to drill the well, we now have a filter system where we can give three families the ability to filter water that will give them clean, non-disease contaminated water, three families for $100. There is a level, I'm telling you, there's a place where you can step in. Please, lifetoday.org or dial the number. Go get your bank card. Use it like a miracle card. Use it like a check. If you want to write a check, make it to Life. But call us and tell us what you're putting in the mail. We need to know. We've got 400 areas where they want to hear, water's on the way. A miracle. Water for life because of the water of life. And we will be telling them about it. Please do it now. Right now.
Every day, children living in extreme poverty are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink dirty, polluted water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most proven and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. You can help end the suffering because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, you can help drill 400 water wells in remote villages in over 15 nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you the riches of Christ, what true prosperity looks like, filled with wisdom, prayers, and scripture. James Robison adds insight from what God has shown him about finding contentment in the Father's provision for your life. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Children of the World Storybook Bible. This easy-to-read Bible features colorful art by children from nearly 50 countries around the world. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request the Bridge of Faith framed canvas print by Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Let me show you a water source that these kids are drinking from. And it's really, literally, with no exaggeration, contaminated water. And they let this bucket down and they get the water, but it's not sealed and controlled and capped.
They're making do with what they have, but that's not good enough. It's not gonna help them to be healthy. You know, they've got this dirty, filthy, contaminated water to work with. They have to drink it to even survive a day. And I know that there couldn't be a greater joy from the parents of these children, James, than to be able to watch their children grow up. Well, they won't be able to do that if they don't have some fresh water, because after a while, the disease is gonna kill them.
Well, and we're the answer to that problem, all of us working together, each person doing what they can, because we know the need is very real. We want you to see it up close and personal. But the thing we really want you to hear and know, you're really the answer. You're the way to provide hope and help to people who deserve it. And drilling freshwater wells, that's love indeed. Help us do it. Dial that telephone number and make the very best gift you can. Please do it and do it now. Please make the gift, or you can go on lifetoday.org. Make that gift online. Would you join me and Betty in saying a big thanks to Mary and Randy Travis?
Thank you. Thank
God for both of you.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of you that pray. There's their website, how they offset this terrible, destructive disease. Thank all of you. Thank you for watching. Thanks for sharing water.
Are you concerned about your family being ill-equipped to manage resources when you pass away? Do you want to leave a legacy gift that impacts the lives of others? As a free service to our friends and partners, Life Planning Services, a ministry of Life Outreach International, is here to help with your estate planning needs and chart your financial future. Do not put off this important step to protect your loved ones and leave a lasting legacy. Contact Life Planning Services today. Next week, Franklin Graham shares the true story of missionaries stricken with Ebola.
I tell you, it was one of the most difficult things that I've gone through.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.